coronavirus relief negotiations.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
with unemployment expiring at the end of the week, there's incentive for both sides to come together.
The Republicans' $1 trillion bill lowers federal unemployment benefits from $600 to $200 a week until states can start providing 70% of wages.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big changes in the forecast right away. There's still going to be a generous supply of those random, scattered afternoon and evening storms around today. High temperatures right around 90. We'll be down to the mid-70s tonight as the storms fade out in the overnight hours. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the number of storms thin out to more of a summertime normal, roughly 30% coverage. Most towns will stay dry. Highs in the low to mid-90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A new survey from the Alabama Education Association found that 65% of educators who were asked are very uncomfortable returning to school buildings this year. It also found that 36% say they have considered leaving the profession or retiring early because of COVID-19. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the Safer at Home order until August 31st. It was set to expire on Friday. Masks are now required in schools and colleges for employees and students in second grade and above. The statewide mask mandate was extended as well. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 1,600 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total number of cases is now over 81,000. Health officials say close to 1,500 people have now died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm yours, Joey Clark. In the studio with me, Eddie Bader. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Now, you weren't here yesterday.
I was not.
And what was holding you up? What did you have to do? Did you show in houses?
No, I wasn't showing houses. I was showing one particular room of a house.
No, actually, Eddie, if you're not going to answer the question straightforwardly, I'm reclaiming my time.
I told you.
Yes or no? Yes or no? I don't want to hear all your euphemisms, all this nonsense come out of you. I want the truth, damn it.
No, I wasn't showing houses. I had bubble guts.
More excuses. I'm reclaiming my time. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Are we finally over the mask debate?
I don't know. Joey, I was out and about yesterday catching some Imodium AD kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I was in a couple of the stores looking for it. Some people wore masks. Some people didn't. And I thought, well, I'm in Elmore County. Okay, so maybe it's a half and half rule here. But I thought the governor came out at 11 o'clock and said, boy, you better put your mask back on.
No, she did. She extended it through August. But apparently the mask debate continues. I just realized Jack Campbell
came on. Hey, there's Jack.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Yeah.
Well, I'm reclaiming my time, by God.
Oh, no, I'm reclaiming. It's my time, not your time.
You had all the time yesterday without me. I'm reclaiming that time.
Well, you forfeited that time by not showing up and taking your own time on your own sweet damn time.
Oh, that's how I do. That's how I roll.
Okay, fine.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I want to share something with you, Jack. Let's
share needles?
And a spoon.
That's my drag name, Sharon Needles.
I'm going to see if you can see this Twitter video with me. Let's see if we can watch this together. Hopefully you can hear it because the mask debate is still going on with Kay Ivey extending the mask order statewide yesterday. Sugar,
mm-hmm.
Be careful. But here, let's see if you can hear this. And I know the audience and Eddie and I can, but hopefully you can too, Jack. It's only 50 seconds here.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mass debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mass debate.
The partisan mass debate is heating up.
Mass debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mass debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mass debate.
The mass debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mass debate.
The mass debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mass debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
And we'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mass debate.
So, Jack, I know you couldn't hear that, but it was a simple montage. You know, given that people are having a mask debate, a mass debate all around the country.
Be careful how you say that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. All that montage was reporters, anchors, different commentators saying mask debate. And once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. We're reclaiming our time. We're reclaiming the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take a few phone calls. 272-9228. So, Jack, how are you, Duran? For real.
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm getting used to living in a new place. It's the first few nights, you never sleep really well. You got to get used to it, to where it feels like home, but I'm getting there.
You didn't take enough NyQuil.
See, but you can't... These additives. No, I'm not going to sleep by dosing myself.
So you would rather sit up and count sheep?
Yes. I'd rather rough it.
You're just not old enough yet.
Tough it out.
I'll tell you what'll do it is a little shot of bourbon
before you
hit the hay. Little jigger.
Yeah.
I can't see you. All I see is this Twitter stuff.
Oh, sorry. One second.
That's all right.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
How you doing?
272-9228. We already have a phone call here.
Yeah, we got.
Now, if it's not a good call,
dump them.
We're going to reclaim our time. News and Views, you're on the air. Tread lightly.
Can we take a 5-minute break?
No, sir. No, sir. Wait. How old are you?
I'm 71 years old.
Okay. Well, I don't want your prostate to be strained, so...
Can I take a break?
Yeah, you can... You're allowed to pee, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I feel better now. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey. Oh, boy. This is a mess, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Oh, Lord. I tell you what. It's unreal. You go to bed at night and wonder what they're going to come up with on the next morning to add to the confusion and the stupidity and other things. I can't say on the air, but anyway. But listen, y'all just keep on doing a good job down there and tell it like it is, and we appreciate you guys, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks for the call.
You know, I hate, Joey, that we don't have good Saturday Night Live parody anymore, because that hearing would have been hysterical, Saturday Night Live parody.
The one with Barr?
Yeah, with Barr and Nadler, and can I take a break, and
yeah.
About some lunch, man?
Well, no, and then the one yesterday with all the tech giants.
Oh, yeah.
What is the guy, Sensenbrenner? Mr. Zuckerberg, why is it that Donald Trump Jr. was suspended temporarily for, the hydroxychloroquine? He shared that video about the hydroxychloroquine. Why was Donald Trump Jr. suspended? And Zuckerberg's like, well, just to be clear, Congressman, I think you're referring to Twitter. I run Facebook. And it's just like, really, we're going to have Congress effectively regulate the tech giants?
I kept waiting for one of them to go, I've got a problem with my phone. Can you look at this picture? I'm trying to share it, and it won't share.
It reminds me, the last time Zuckerberg was in front of Congress, Jack, Pat Leahy, in front of the Senate, Pat Leahy, one of the oldest members of the Senate, he was back, you know, during the Jacksonian era. I mean, he should really, really be canceled for what he did engage from an legal angle on the Trail of Tears. But I just remember this one moment where he's sitting there. You know how where they're sitting is raised up above the witnesses. That's by design, by the way. It's very intimidating.
Definitely.
Right, and so he kind of leans into the mic, and behind him are these posters with memes blown up big. Like, I mean, you're talking about 4-foot, 5-foot posters. These are big old posters behind him. They're pretty noxious immigration, anti-immigration memes. Not like the usual argument, but, you know, pretty over the top.
Yeah.
Really bad, let's just say it, racist memes behind him. And Leahy leans into the mic and said, Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg, could you tell me where these memes came from? Senator... There are literally billions of memes posted a day. We can generally... No, I'm talking about these specific memes. Could you look at these? It's like, what in the world are we doing with Congress right now? Give us a break. And there's a... On this antitrust idea, there's this joke that's out there. It's an old... Well, let's start with the first joke, because the antitrust joke's a derivative of this first one. There are three prisoners in the gulag in the former Soviet Union. The three find out why each of them is there. It's what Soviet prisoners do. They're like, hey, what are you in? Any prisoner does, whatever country. What are you in for? The first said that he came late to work and was accused of cheating the state out of his labor. The second guy said that he came early and was accused of trying to outcompete his comrades. The third guy said that he came to work every day exactly on time, and the KGB accused him of owning a Western wristwatch. So here's the derivative of it. The second joke is there are three prisoners in a U.S. jail. They're all in jail for economic crimes of violating monopoly antitrust laws. The first guy said that he was charging higher prices more than anyone else, and the government accused him of price gouging and profiteering. The second guy charged lower prices than anyone else, and the government accused him of predatory and cutthroat pricing. And the third guy said he charged the same prices as everyone else, and they accused him of collusion and price fixing.
There you go.
Antitrust to me is a huge, it's the irony of it. To me, it's a huge crony scheme, and it's actually worked that way. For instance, recently, Amazon got Apple sued by antitrust standards for Apple trying to get into the ebook market. What does that do? It just empowers Amazon. And that's, to me, a lot of the history of antitrust is one big corporate interest uses it to knock out those they're competing against. And, everybody seems to be in the mood to take on big, powerful people. I get it. But we got to be careful on how much we run to the government to make sure certain people aren't too powerful. Like, this is the government. They have an actual legal monopoly on being able to bully people. So let's be careful before we listen to the members of Congress that they're going to save the day from big tech. Give me a break. Anyway. I'm reclaiming my time, Jack. I'm reclaiming my time.
I've noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking charge. Oh, look, we got another call.
Got Red Top.
Red Top.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Red Top.
What a great morning for Alabama and the aerospace industry. 6:41 this morning, the new Mars probe lifted up on an Atlas V rocket.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, by the way, is the size of the RSA Tower.
Wow.
And
made here in Alabama.
Yes.
Yes. And it's fantastic, and they're going to land in the crater, and this is the story of NASA now is interplanetary. They're letting Elon Musk take care of the near-Earth orbit stuff. And, Joey, I'm up to about 7,000 pounds on my pile of dirt.
I heard about you moving this dirt
now,
yesterday.
Is this dirt stinky at all?
No,
it's just normal topsoil.
Beautiful.
Wait
until
the cats in the neighborhood find it.
You know what? It hurts the worst. I have to alternate days because if I did it every day, I would tear something.
Oh, yeah.
But from the muscles around my clavicle and my neck is where it hurts every day after I lift probably 200 shovelfuls of dirt. It's quite a challenge, and I'm almost halfway through the pile. I will have lifted again 15,500 pounds in a span of 10 days. I can't believe it myself, but you know what? It's Joe Bill's character. I encourage everybody who has any health problems to go get a pile of dirt. you guys have a good day. I'm so excited about NASA and all the interplanetary and this is just warm up for going to Mars, and, you know, we got a lot going on in Alabama, an aerospace giant. So what a great state we live in. We don't beat each other up. We socially distance when we protest. What an amazing place. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
272-9228. Yeah.
Over on Vaughan Road, right across the street from the Shell station behind Applebee's and across from Freeman's Automotive, they're digging a big hole over there. Does anybody know what that is?
Betty?
It's
not real estate for sale, I can tell you that.
Okay.
No, it's it looks like it's part of the old Masonic home property.
Yeah.
Right next to the field over at Montgomery Academy.
Yeah, I did notice the construction yesterday, but they're just digging a big hole.
It's what it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to put like a gas station over there and they're digging for the underground tanks. I don't know. If anybody knows, I'd love for them to tell me. And if you don't know, then I ain't worried about it.
All right, then. 272-9228.
I'm not going to worry myself about it.
If you know about that. Before we keep going here, this hour of news and views, the first hour of news and views, always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today at 279-6036. We're about to run out of time, folks. We're about to run out of time here in the month of July to get that 50% off. So you need to call 279-6036. Tell Dan Black you're a news and views listener and say, hey, I've got these old videotapes. VHS, Betamax, even old 8mm films, you can get transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer. Again, 50% off.
You ain't going to get no better than that.
Great hourly sponsor, Dan Black Studios. Appreciate them sponsoring the show.
Have today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 31st.
Yep.
I was a little distracted there in the middle of that spot because a trusty listener texted me and said it's a new Circle K.
Really? Circle K's are coming back through Montgomery. They're buying out a lot of places, and if they can't buy them out, they're putting competition.
Yeah, that's just what we need over there, some more congestion.
Gas stations, yeah.
I'm all for it, yeah.
Is Circle K a regional one? I noticed that, like, Tom Thumb is really a Florida thing, right?
Yeah.
More coastal thing.
Coastal, more coastal.
And I know there's Circle K's in, I think, in Texas.
Texas,
I don't know
Georgia,
where they originated. But
they these places like this kind of come and go. They, like, 6 months from now or a year from now, be 7-Elevens again or somebody else's thing. But
well, if it's going to be a Buc-ee's, it's going to be there for a while.
I would love to see a Buc-ee's.
In fact, it's we funny. Have a listener named Kendall who sent me a picture. He was at a Buc-ee's somewhere, and he thought fit to send me a picture, and I just love it.
Yeah, I'll
thanks,
see on
Kendall. That was funny.
I'll see on Facebook. Yankees will stop at a Buc-ee's, and they're so amazed. They're taking pictures all over this truck stop of how big it is, and like it's just a Buc-ee's. I mean, I wish they'd come further north, like our direction. But
Right.
What can you do?
272-9228. 272-9228. Now somebody has messaged me about some breaking news locally. And yeah, we're aware of it. Eddie, like, as soon as you walked in today, you're like, Joey, did you see this?
Okay, I did.
Yeah. Will Dismuke has resigned, not from his office as a state representative, but he has resigned as pastor of his Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming after he posted publicly that he gave the invocation for the birthday celebration of Nathan Bedford Forrest. And, I mean, I'm not part of the church. Will is not my representative, so I was not personally calling on him to resign, but I am not surprised.
Well, not from his office. And,
right.
I don't know what to say. I like Will.
Yeah.
And, anyway.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. And I think he is getting quicker and quicker that politics is a knockout, dragout sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, the Democrats, let's say, in the press here, even locally, are going to use his interest as a way to broad brush the Republican Party and a lot of folks out there. And it's probably why you got such a vociferous statement from the likes of Clyde Chambliss. But that's the latest. And
I got a problem with Clyde Chambliss saying anything.
Buddy. Yeah,
thank you.
I really do. I'm sorry. Clyde needs to tend to his own knitting, as mm-hmm. my mother used to say. He's got enough on his plate, voting for an appointed school board and being the sponsor of the gas tax.
Thank you. And never did I.
So
ever
you know
hear
what? I think
running.
You got a lot of nerve, Clyde, for telling Will he ought to resign. He's mad at Will because Will didn't vote for the tax. He voted yep. against it. So be careful how you get into other people's business. So there you have it.
You know who I miss over at the State House?
Who that?
Alvin.
Yep, yeah. This gentleman.
Sherrick Bass is Mr. Holmes of Montgomery.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
I got to agree.
I ain't never heard nobody complain about the beer we have. It drank pretty good.
It does.
Budweiser. what's the name of some of them other beers? Budweiser, what is it? Miller. It drank pretty good, don't it? Mr. Jack, who asked you to sponsor this beer?
The Freedom Hops Foundation.
Yo, what kind of foundation is that?
These are young people from I would use the term, from Germany that came in with Mercedes.
From Germany?
Well,
we have lost a character in the house. One day I was at Sinclair's in Cloverdale. This has been, good Lord, 10 years ago, and Alvin and I were sitting at the bar, and we got into a discussion, and he bought me a drink, and I thought that I wasn't even a lobbyist, but anyway. He's a character.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a text saying that Main Street Urgent Care is what's going in across from Montgomery Academy. So you got, maybe there's a Circle K going in across there, too. I don't
yeah,
know.
Maybe it's a joint venture.
Yeah, it could be.
They did the restaurant, too.
No, I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time, Eddie. You know, I can turn the mic off. If I had a gavel, I'd knock you right on that thick skull.
Okay, Greg Bedell.
272-922.
Can you turn my mic off?
Yeah, I can, actually. Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. 272-922. Germany was actually in the news as of yesterday. The U.S. is planning to pull troops from Germany.
12,000.
Yeah, it's sparking criticism from lawmakers in both parties. Shocking. But yes, the Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced yesterday that the U.S. will be removing 12,000 U.S. troops from longtime ally Germany, and a move encouraged by President Trump, who has said that the NATO member is, quote-unquote, delinquent in the defense bills. Yep, actually they are. They haven't been spending 2% of GDP towards the defense and towards the NATO alliance, and that's been going on for quite some time. Esper, though, stressed that the policy is a move, quote, that will strengthen NATO and enhance the deterrence of Russia. As anyone can see, said Esper, the repositioning of our forces in Europe constitutes a major strategic and positive shift wholly in line with the national defense strategy and consistent with other adjustments the United States has made within NATO in previous times. Apparently, they'll be moving a lot of troops to Poland and other areas. So, but about 6,000 of these 12,000 leaving Germany will be brought home. And, you know, it is interesting that it wasn't just having U.S. troops there in Germany to defend against Russia in the Cold War, the reason they were there. No, it was like, hey, we made a mistake after World War I. Like, we humiliated these guys, and then we didn't actually dominate them. So after World War II, we're like, we ain't leaving. And we're going to make sure you Germans stay where you are. And we did the same thing with Japan. And it's ended up being... it seems to have worked out, but what's interesting as hell is this, as the EU has risen to prominence, and it's had some success, there hasn't been more war in Europe, but if, as the EU has risen, who's the most powerful country in the EU, economically speaking?
Germany.
And so there's something about Germany where they are an economic powerhouse. They continue to dominate Europe, and let's hope that the EU project doesn't completely go to shambles, or it's going to be another Deutschmark zone again.
Well, they're well-disciplined people. I mean, I work with a lot of Germans, especially factory work, and they're well-disciplined people. They back their government pretty much 100%, and they pay about 65, 70% taxes.
But I like this. I like NATO was...
Oh, I'm all about it.
NATO, the Cold War's been over since, you know, for 30 years, essentially. Mm-hmm. And Germany has been delinquent on paying that amount that they're promised by treaty. They've promised by treaty. And so, hey, this is, I think, a nice move to get Germany's attention, but also kind of shift some troops around instead of having them plop down in the middle of Germany. I like it. I know a lot of folks are freaking out about it.
No, I like it. And we're just basically, honestly, redistributing them in the area. You're not bringing 12,000 folks home.
Well, for instance, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska said, quote, U.S. troops aren't stationed around the world as traffic cops or welfare caseworkers. They're restraining the expansionary aims of the world's worst regimes, chiefly China and Russia. The president's lack of strategic understanding of this issue increases our response time and hinders the important deterrent work of our servicemen and women that they're doing there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is Ben Sasse a Republican?
Yes.
I thought so.
And it's not just Republicans. There's all sorts of Democrats, of course, you know, screaming about this, that this is a gift to Russia. But as Trump pointed out in a tweet about this yesterday, wait, Germany is paying Russia billions of dollars for natural gas.
Thank you.
And oil, but mostly natural gas. And yet we're the ones that subsidize their defense. And at a certain point, I think the United States and Trump, rightfully so, has to say, hey, we're not footing the full expense of all these alliances, of all these international bodies. And if you do want us to foot the bill, you're going to have to do a little bit more what we want, or at least live up to your obligations. That's all we're asking. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I like it.
I like it. Now, let me ask you, if we had a Democrat in the White House right now, would we be having this discussion?
If it was Biden, let's say, no. I think Biden would have stuck with the status quo.
I think any of them would have been, yeah.
Now, and it hit me this morning thinking about, you know, Biden's going to pick his VP here in the next few days. And Don Jr. was on last night with Tucker Carlson. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. Trump keeps hammering this that Joe Biden is a puppet for the radical left. And, yeah, it's a good line. I think they need to combine that, though, with Joe Biden is also, we got damn flies everywhere. What the hell?
Joey, you got to bathe before you come to work.
Reclaiming my time, Eddie. Enough smart comments like that. But I think they need to start painting Biden, yes, as a puppet, a Trojan horse for the radical left, but also the embodiment of establishment Washington. Like, this is what Trump ran against. The establishment's trying to fight back. This guy is the problem with Washington, D.C., and the problem with this country. I think you could hit that all day, every day, and do it very effectively.
How long has he been up there? Probably 35 years, 40 years. Or so.
40 plus, I would say. Even higher.
Yeah. Well,
did you see, Joey, where he slipped up and announced his VP candidate and then said, oops, I didn't do that? Didn't say that? He slipped up and announced Kamala Harris.
Or he had notes, yeah. Yeah. I don't, if it's actually Kamala Harris.
I really don't see that. I think yesterday you said something about Rice.
Susan Rice is also being named, yeah.
To me, that makes more sense just because he's going to need somebody that can lead him around, and she'll be able to do that. But Harris,
We'll see where this goes. But here, we got to hit a break. 272.
Really?
Yeah. I'm reclaiming my time, Jack.
I don't care. I got a lot of time to reclaim.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I don't have much time left on this earth, so I'm going to reclaim it piece by piece.
Oh, you at least have another...
5 years.
272-9228. 272-9228. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you're looking to restore those old memories that you filmed on those old camcorders, so you got VHS tapes, VHS-C, those little tapes, DV tapes, Betamax, even old film reels. You can get them converted to a DVD or digital file for your computer. 50% off for the month of July, but you got to tell Dan Black at Dan Black Studios you're a News and Views listener when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of this hour of News and Views. Now, Jack, I'd say you probably got another 30. You're going to live a long life. You're such a curmudgeon like I am. We're both going to live forever. And we're going to be miserable, but we're going to live forever.
Only the good die young, boys.
There you
That's
go.
That's true.
More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, Dad, it smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
lesbians.
Welcome back. I'm your hairy leg, fat, broad, horse-faced lesbian host. No, that doesn't really work. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the studio. Jack Campbell is on with us, but he's not back in his kitchen yet.
I thought about yesterday, Joey, when I was having the issues. I wonder if we could do live from Eddie's bathroom. And then I kind of thought better of it.
No, yep. No.
Gotta be honest.
No. That's disgusting.
Wow. Yeah, it did. It was.
It's pretty disgusting.
I got a cool bathroom, though.
Oh, I believe it. Up there in Titus?
Up there in Titus, yeah, with a view of the lake.
Anyway, 272-9228. Dan Black Studios, again, sponsor this hour of the program. Of course, you can get that 50% off on all those video transfers, folks. But Dan Black Studios can do much more than that. As a 38-year business, they've been providing excellent service when it comes to all video production, restoration, and even audio video restoration and production. So they can restore those old audio tape cassettes. They can take those cases and cases of CDs you might have and put it on a thumb drive for you that's compatible with your new car stereo. A lot of new car stereos don't even have CD players. Don't have, obviously,
You're right.
Tape cassette players unless you get something old and custom made. You know, most of it's Bluetooth or has that USB port. And so Dan Black Studios, if you're not one to do it yourself, Dan Black Studios can do that for you. They can also do video production from the ground up for TV commercials, online branding videos, any sort of video presentation, whether you're doing a talk at your church or at your school and you want a really great professional look, or say you already have a bunch of raw video footage shot. Say maybe you're a real estate agent and you've been filming a bunch of homes.
That's a really good idea.
Dan Black Studios can put that and edit that together into an incredible presentation. Check them out online at danblackstudios.net. Again, that's danblackstudios.net. Or give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. They really can do it all over there, folks. So check them out today. And, of course, don't forget about that 50% off here in the month of July and all those old video tape and film transfers to a DVD or digital file. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon.
You know, Joe, you mentioned end of July. You know, we're right at it. This year has flown by disaster after disaster monthly. But, I mean, we're almost in August already.
Right. Yeah, it has. It's felt like it's one of those things when it's a weird time where it feels like forever.
Yeah.
But it's also flying by.
It's flying by.
Yeah, it's a really strange thing. Speaking of another really strange thing.
Yeah.
Did you see this headline in the Montgomery Advertiser this morning?
Oh, boy.
No, it's actually kind of fascinating.
Oh, yeah?
Here it is. Law enforcement investigating unknown red substance strewn across Capitol steps.
It wasn't
just thrown down.
Nope.
It wasn't just, you know, dripped on. Mm-mm. It wasn't painted. It was strewn.
It was strewn.
And I'm looking at photos now, and it looks like blood.
It does.
It's not blood, though.
They did check it out and find out what it to be?
Well, troopers huddled around the steps at about 5 p.m. yesterday and took notes. Well, let's welcome back Jack before we keep going with this. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
We're talking about the mysterious, strange, unknown red substance strewn across the Capitol steps last night. And about 5 p.m. last night, state troopers, huddled around the steps and took notes. I wonder, did any of them, like, go stick their finger in it and taste it or smell it?
Just jelly.
Is it like tomato paste or something? Didn't they say that?
They say it's a viscous fluid. And State Trooper Michael Carswell said troopers determined the substance was, quote, a non-permanent tomato-like paste. So not actual tomato paste, but tomato-like.
So somebody tasted it?
I don't know.
So it looks like a bunch of Barney Fifes are hanging around.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Why don't they just clean it off and be done with it?
Kind of reminds me of that joke. It looks like that, smells like that. Ain't you glad you didn't step in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's obviously meant to look like blood strewn over the steps.
And is this the Black Lives Matter deal, or is this the Medicaid?
It could be the Medicaid thing.
That's what I was thinking.
I guess we should tell our listeners about that a expand Medicaid, quote, rally happened downtown the other day and at the Capitol, and there were several people arrested, not because they were peaceful protesters, but because they tried to spray paint the steps of the Capitol or whatever it was. And so they wonder why they get arrested. Of course, Ernie Finley says, we're not going to put up with the
vandalism, defacing public property.
Yeah, defacing public property. Yet, somebody tore down the Robert E. Lee statue and nothing was done about that. I'm still pissed about that. Not because I care that it's Robert E. Lee, but any statue that's torn down, that's on public property, there ought to be consequences.
Right.
Now, you can move Robert E. Lee wherever you want to move him, but to just pull him off that platform, where is he now? Does anybody know?
I kind of feel like they're keeping it secret because they don't want us to know where he's at. And you know he's probably in the back of some warehouse in the city.
Well, I just think that's wrong. I'm sorry.
The Island of Misfit Statues?
Yeah.
This one woman claims after turning herself in following the Medicaid rally, that she was strip searched. Now, if that's the case, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong on many levels, especially when she said her male counterparts who were arrested were not strip searched.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they need to look into that. That's wrong.
Well, that was
on the other hand, don't be surprised when you try to spray paint public property and you get handcuffed. I'm sorry. We can't have these people going around defacing things and tearing stuff up.
Yeah, and there's no repercussions for it. And that's why they're doing it.
I know. Well, she got arrested. You know, I think there were five people, including former Tuskegee Mayor Johnny Ford who's an idiot and has always been an idiot. He was one of those that was arrested. And he knows better. You know, come on, Johnny, for God's sake. Just ridiculous.
Amen. Well, and the other part of Chief Ernie Finley's statement yesterday was that, we're not going to stand for defacing public property, but we are going to... Here, I'll just, read the statement if I can.
Yeah, read it if you have it in front of you.
Finley said that the department believes in the right and power of lawful protest, and if citizens use proper permitting, officers can partner with them to express their First Amendment rights. Quote, however, the defacing and destruction of public property will not and cannot be tolerated regardless of who does it. To that end, while any protester involved in criminal activity will continue to be subject to prosecution in accordance with the law and MPD policy, we are implementing practices to ensure these same individuals are treated in a respectful and professional manner. Ultimately, it is our hope to work together harmoniously to eliminate the need for arrest. Over the last several weeks, our department has proven that Montgomery honors the right to peacefully protest. Our interactions with local community leaders in the wake of the George Floyd killing shows how public safety and public protest can coexist.
Great statement. Have no problem with that. But nothing was done about the people who tore down that statue. And like I say, I don't care. I don't care if they rename the school. I don't care if they remove the statue. But number one, where is it? And if you want to remove it, let the people that are in charge of that sort of thing do it, not as some random citizen who goes and tears it down. And nothing happens to them. I mean, it's kind of like the Montgomery Public Schools, the people that embezzle money. Nothing's happened to them. What the hell is wrong with this city and county that lawlessness is tolerated? I'm sorry, that's a bunch of BS.
Amen.
Amen, Jack.
More news of
you. I'm mad, too.
When we come back.
Looking forward to the bumper stickers.
They're being printed as we speak.
Excellent.
Yes, you stay tuned, folks, on how to get your I'm Mad, Too, Jack bumper sticker.
Free of charge, I might add.
Indeed. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Eddie Bader in the house. We'll be right back. With that love.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome. But for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at windcreekcasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Once again, today there's a better than normal chance that you may encounter one of those random thunderstorms that'll be roaming around this afternoon and this evening. They'll be in generous supply today, and they will fade out tonight. High today around 90. Tonight's low down to about 74. Then for tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, the number of storms thin out. More of a typical summertime weekend with roughly 30% coverage on the storms. Highs in the low to mid-90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, chucking up fresh oysters, cooking you up fresh seafood. We've got an RV park down here. You can bring your trailer down here and stay with us for a few days or a couple of weeks or however long you want to stay. You can also come down here and rent you a pontoon boat, have a good time. And let's talk about, remember, when you come in, you're going to have to put a mask on, y'all. But the good thing is, it's not far from the front door to your table. Then you can sit down, take your mask off, and enjoy yourself. So let's not come in and fuss about it no more. Let's just come in, eat some good food, have a good time on the river. And I know everybody, that music moves everybody and kind of makes you soothe you a little bit. I want to share a little music with you. It won't be a soother. I hope you feel soothed now. Y'all get on down here. See you soon.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Hiya, Dern.
Hiya, Dern.
Eddie Bader in the house. And we got a full board of calls here, so let's get to a few of them before the top of the hour. Let's go to John D. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Well, I guess you saw that Herman Cain has died.
I saw that.
We just saw that.
It's shocking, to say the least.
I know. Jack, depending on what you're talking about, and I think this is true, if you had to put your finger on the one thing, and this is just my view, that's wrong with this country, is people do not understand that there are consequences to their actions. And we try, government, if you'll notice, people that are for big government, that are for government trying to do everything, it's like we want to shield people from the consequences of their decisions. Oftentimes that are bad. For example, now, this is a bad decision, but all this unemployment, extending this $600 a week that we're paying people for the unemployment. Sir. Right. You make more money. A lot of these folks staying at home. Goodness knows I'm not against helping people that are out of work, especially with something like this. This is horrible. Okay. But you look at it and people, you know, and it's like, okay, I'll pay you more money to stay home than to work. Go and burn down or try to burn down a federal courthouse and blind the eyes of a federal law enforcement agency. Nah, we won't, you know, we don't do anything. My goodness, it's like the other day when that money for the new FBI bill in the proposed stimulus bill, what, $1.7 billion for a new FBI building? You're going to build a new building for people that, some people of which tried to destroy your presidency? And what does that have to do with coronavirus? Right. You know, it's like when you look at the economic numbers that came out today.
Oh, good Lord.
Golly.
Worst in our history.
You know what? But Joey and Jack, don't worry, because we're just printing money.
Right.
There's no consequences for that. What if we didn't have all this money being printed? And people were like, well, we're going to shut down, and that means that you're going to starve, that you're not going to have running water and lights and power and a lot of other things. People would say, hey, are you kidding? That's why I think the president, he should use these numbers and say, hey, this is why we didn't need to do the shutdown, really. We felt like we had to do it. But we're not going to have another one. And this is why we got to get back to work, people. Because if we don't, some of you are not going to be eating. Consequences.
Yeah.
And by the way, you go down, you tear down statues, and you deface public buildings. And then people go, I don't think I want to live around you anymore.
Exactly.
I don't want to live in this town. Right?
John, you have a background in law. Let me ask you this question. Since Daryl Bailey refuses to prosecute the people who tore down the statue, does the state attorney general have any jurisdictional issues that could allow them to intervene in this matter?
Well, I'm not comfortable commenting on that, Jack. The decision, let me just say, I'm just not going to comment on that. We give prosecutors in this country a large amount of discretion as to how they exercise it, okay? And but my point is a bigger one, is that regardless of whether people get prosecuted or not, you have very serious violent crimes that in Montgomery that the district attorney does an outstanding job of prosecuting.
Yes, and I like him.
Right. I do too. I know him. He's a good man. But here's the thing, though. Even though, and he's an outstanding prosecutor, by the way, when it comes to these serious felony crimes, but here's the thing. Even when you prosecute those cases, my bigger point is people look back and go, okay, wow, you know, three people murdered in one night. Do I want to continue to live here? In other words, these folks across the country that are causing all of this anarchy, like I said, worst job in America right now, economic development director for the city of Portland, right? Want to build it. Unless you're selling baseball bats and railroad spikes, what business would you want to open in downtown Portland and think that you could make money and be safe? So the bottom line is, whether it's the economy and all, you see all these public scientists on TV now creepily in their studies or their living rooms opining about how we need to shut everything down and everybody, you know, and I'm just like, okay, fella, let's do all that. Now, how are you going to eat next week? Maybe you've got some money saved up somewhere. Maybe you've got a supply of food. You see what I mean? But we're divorced
from reality. Yeah. And consequences.
From consequences. And if you tie it all together, you know?
Well, I learned, though, John, that, you know, especially you bringing up us printing money and people being divorced from consequences, there's a great documentary that came out when I was a child that starred Harry and Lloyd.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
And from that terrible position, they were able to sell a dead bird to a blind kid, mm-hmm. and then they were able to fill out all these IOUs, and they ended up being heroes. So I think we'll be okay.
That's exactly what we're doing.
It was a great documentary. It really was.
And that's, by the way, maybe the silver lining in what I think is going to be a dark cloud. I wouldn't say this on Dan's show. You'll come up me down. But I'm starting to get a real bad feeling about this election. Yeah. A real